Attempts are being made to rescue a woman who suffered a miscarriage while tramping in the King Country. She's currently being cared for by a paramedic on the Pamarangai track. It's hoped a break in the weather will allow a helicopter in. Meanwhile, a missing 55-year-old woman wearing only a nightgown has been located in Waikato. And a Zimbabwean bipolar sufferer was found safe and well in bush in Waitomo. Anyone else missing? No, that's it. The son of media mogul Rupert Murdoch has announced his resignation from the British publishing arm of the company. The 39-year-old will remain the Deputy Chief Operating Officer of News International's parent company, News Corp. But CNN's Maggie Lake says he won't be in the UK.
The company says that this is part of a move to New York that was announced a year ago to allow James to focus more on the TV business. And that, in fact, is a more senior role he has. But analysts say there is no doubt about the fact that this is coming as a result of the phone hacking scandal.
Analysts have also noted that Rupert Murdoch's other son, Lachlan, was by his side at the launch of The Sun on Sunday. The Bluff Oyster fishing fleet is at sea taking advantage of good weather conditions on the opening day of the season. Early reports are that the oysters being hauled under the trawlers are a good size and in good health. They're about to die.
Oh, I could hide beneath the wings of the bluebird as she sings.
Well, I can't laugh through this. This is really sad because Davy Jones, the lead singer... I think I may get fired today. Oh, anyway, it's very sad. He died of a heart attack and he was 66. Past 9.